But the most sinister, perhaps, is a seeming determination on the part of several entities to ensure that labor in Barbados does not organize itself. The question is, what is the government's strategy, plan, intention with respect to this reality? That foreign investment can come and make heavy demands for concessions, pay low wages, bring their afford their premium staff positions to non-nationals, and then seek to prevent local labor from being organized.